if that's true, how can some people act the way they act?
People act in ways that are not beneficial to themselves or others when they have forgotten who they are.
Why have they forgotten?
Because they've been taught to. Because they've been told to. Your ancient cultural stories tell you of your separation from the divine, and most modern societies repeat some version of that story to their offspring to this very day.
But what can we do when people act in ways that hurt us?
Remind them of who they really are. But first you must remember who you really are and act like it. When people hurt you, it's very often an opportunity for reconciliation. Very few people hurt other people intentionally without having what they consider a good reason. When someone has hurt you, you can do one of several things. You can defend yourself, attack back, or find out what they thought their good reason was. Learn why they attacked you and seek reconciliation, mutual forgiveness, and collaboration on the reconstruction of your relationship. Healing opens the door to recognition, that is, to recognition or knowing again who you really are. You are one with the divine, and so is your attacker. Your opportunity is to remind the attacker of that.
How do you remind a madman that he is God? Most of the time, the problem is he already thinks that.
When people think they are God but act insanely, then they have not only forgotten who they are, they have also forgotten who God is. Your opportunity, then, is to remind them of who and what God is and see if they want to step into that.
I am going to remind others of who and what God is?
You may if you choose. This is the invitation of the new spirituality. This can become the assignment of humanity's team.
And just exactly what are we supposed to say?
You are all messengers, and you have only one message. I see you. I see the real you. I know you. I know the real you. I love you. I love the real you. That's the only message you ever need to send anyone. It'll heal everything.
I'm sorry, but I'm still having trouble here. How do you send a message of love to someone who's killing you? How do you send that message to someone who's oppressing you? How do you tell someone that you see them as who they really are when they're not seeing you as who you really are?
By seeing yourself as who you really are, even when others are not, especially when others are not. All great masters have done this, and in doing so, they've changed the world. Is this not what the Buddha did? Is this not what Abraham did? Is this not what Jesus did and what Muhammad did? For that matter, is this not what Gandhi did, what Mother Teresa did, what Martin Luther King did, what Joan of Arc did, and exactly what Nelson Mandela did on the day he was released from jail? Look at the people who have changed the world. Is this not what they all have done?
Yes, 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 but I'm not one of them. I'm not on that level. I'm not in that group.
You are when you place yourself there. No one excludes you from magnificence except you.
I can't do this. This is way too much to ask of me.
If you think you have to do it alone, I can see why it might seem like too much to ask. So form that team you talked about. Form humanity's team. Get together with many, many others. For now, your world would benefit from having more than one master, or two, working wonders here and there. The time of the individual master is over. The time has come for many masters to appear.
Yeah, well, I guess I just don't see myself in the master role at any level. I know too much about myself. I could never put myself in the category of Jesus or Abraham or Muhammad.
Was it not Jesus who said, "Why are you so amazed? These things and more shall you do also?"
But I don't think I have what it takes. Based on my past performance in life, I don't think I have the makings of a master of anything, except maybe a master messer-upper.
Past performance has nothing to do with it. Yesterday has nothing to do with who you are. It has only to do with who you thought you were.